Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Inside the Mirror Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle David. If you didn't know, now you know. Hey, this week I'll be brief, but I want to talk about taking advice, who we're taking advice from, where we're getting our advice from, and just being wise with the advice that you get in life and where you get it from. The reason that I wanted to talk about this is I think the internet is full. I know the internet is full of advice on everything from everyone and every end of the spectrum on everything. And I realized that what can happen is we can get caught up taking advice from so many different people saying so many contradictory things that we're not actually getting good advice. We actually don't know what advice to take, right? Because we're hearing so many things from so many people. It's just like it's overload, right? We're overloaded with advice on everything from A to Z and every way to do it. And everyone says that they have the right way to do it. And so that can be really confusing. And for me, it's been really confusing at times on different topics or whatever I'm trying to get knowledge on or wisdom on. And it's frustrating. So I think what you have to do when it comes to taking advice or getting wisdom is you have to build kind of your board of directors, if you will, or like the people that you want to know what from, right? If you're trying to get relationship advice, find the few people that you really respect and admire how they have gone about their relationships and you want to model yours after, and then take advice just from those few people. Right. If you're like, hey, I just want relationship advice. Well, what does that even look like? What kind of advice are you looking for? What do you want your relationships to look like? Or right. Or health and fitness. There is endless amounts of knowledge and advice on health and fitness. Right. Everything under the sun. So what's the goal? What do you want it to look like? And then find the people that have done that and then take advice from those few people. You can't take advice from everybody. You're trying to take advice from everyone. You're actually taking advice from no one. Because if you're getting 100 opinions and they're all different, what are you going to take action on? Like it's hard and confusing to take action, any meaningful action on conflicting advice from all kinds of different people on all kinds of different topics, right? So like, for me, I was looking for some specific business advice and I was getting overwhelmed because everybody had different advice and it was so hard to know what's right. Everybody said they were right, right? Everyone thinks that their advice is right. You got to do this. Or here's a good example, right? When people say you should only do what makes you happy, right? For work, you should only do what makes you happy. But then there's other people who say work is hard and even when you're not happy, you should keep doing it because the end result will be different. And there's everyone along the spectrum trying to tell you what they think is the best advice. And here's the other thing. Good advice for one person may not be good advice for another person, right? As long as it's not like moral about like right and wrong, there's a lot of different ways to do a lot of different things. There's tons of good fitness advice that's good for you that I don't want or that I want. If you know me, I've been eating only meat, salt, and water for 60 days, almost 60 days. And that's working for me. I like it. We'll see how long that lasts, but that doesn't work for a lot of people. A lot of people don't want to eat meat every single day for every meal, and that's okay. So there's so much advice out there. It's hard to just be like, I just need some good advice. What are you trying to achieve? Who are the people that have achieved those things? Follow only a few. You want to be getting advice and wisdom from the similar sources. Again, you don't want to be getting 100 different opinions on one topic. You'll have no clue what to do, right? No idea what to do. So we have to know what type of result we want to get, who has done those things, and who are the people that we actually admire that we want to get advice from? Because if you're getting advice from everybody, you're getting advice from nobody, right? And so getting wisdom and advice from people, whether it's friends, family members, it can be people. The internet is amazing. The internet is a wealth of knowledge. But you need to identify the people that you actually are like, hey, they've done or achieved the thing that I want to achieve. So I'm going to listen to those people. You can't listen to everybody. You'll be overwhelmed and not have any real direction on what to do. So that's really what I've been thinking about a lot, right? Because I'm online looking, researching, looking for wisdom and knowledge on different topics that I'm trying to learn. There's so much advice. There's so many different ways to do things. And again, everyone says they're right. And some of them may be right, but some of them aren't right for me, right? I hear advice and I'm like, I don't like that. That's not advice I'm going to take for me. But somebody else might like that same advice on how to get to XYZ result. So you have to shrink the circle of advisors that you have. Again, whether you know them or you don't know them and they're online, you have to shrink your circle of advisors and take knowledge and advice from a smaller circle of people. The more you get, the more confusing it can be. That's the problem with the internet and so much information is you can have information overload and not be able to take action on anything because it becomes confusing when you're getting so much information from so many sources. You don't know what to do. So that's what I'm literally working through this currently of trying to find the few people in each category on whatever it is I'm trying to achieve or learn. Who are the few people that I admire the most or that I respect the way they've done it the most? Let me listen to those people. Because if I listen to everyone, I'm listening to no one. And I haven't perfectly figured it out. But, you know, practically, you may need to just unfollow some people on social media that you're like, okay, I'm probably not going to take that type of advice. I like some things they say, but not this. The more voices you have coming at you, the more confusing it can be. And it can be easy to hear all the advice. And here's what can happen, right? You can hear something that sounds really good. And then you can hear something way different than that that also sounds really good. And then you don't know which one is going to work for you. Which one do you want to pursue? Because you can't pursue this thing that contradict each other. Right? You're trying to start a business and they said, hey, don't take out any debt, bootstrap it. And this person said, raise money and give out equity. Which one are you going to do? You can't do both. So you have to find out for you, what's the result that you want? Who are the people that have done it in the way that you like, or just the people that you enjoy listening to, you enjoy the advice they give, and follow them. But you can't follow everyone. You follow everyone, again, you follow no one. And that's not helpful. So in this world of information extravaganza, there's no lack, right? We have to determine who are the people that we want to listen to and then block out the noise from the rest because there's plenty of noise out there and there's plenty of contradicting opinions. No one's going to be able to give you perfect advice. So if you wait around forever to get perfect advice, that's the other end of the spectrum. You can listen to too much advice, or you can just be waiting for the perfect advice and wasting time. You'll never get the perfect advice. Find the people that you enjoy listening to, that you feel are giving good advice, and block out the rest of the people giving advice on the thing that you're looking for, because you'll just get inundated and confused and not actually have a game plan on how to take action on the thing that you want to take action on. So, something that was stewing on my mind recently, and I wanted to get it out because I think a lot of other people are dealing with that too, of who do I listen to? And again, you're not going to get the perfect advice, but listen enough to a few people and then choose the few, not the many, the few people on each thing that you're looking for to get advice from. Because the more people you listen to, the more confusing it can get. And here's the thing, you might listen to two or three people for 6 months and then find that the advice that you took from them wasn't the best or it didn't get you to where you wanted to go. Cool. Well, now you know those three aren't the ones. Find another three, right? If you listen to 27, you're going to be all over the place. So I'm trying to figure it out. Wanted to share it. Hope it's helpful. Don't take advice from everyone or you're taking advice from no one. Find the few that you enjoy their advice, they've done what you want to do, or they have the wisdom that you want to have, and listen to just a few people. So that's what I got. Thanks for listening, I'll be back next week with another episode of Inside the Mirror Podcast. Until then, adios.